3AW is football.
John Longmire, the coach of the Sydney Swans, had a big battle on his hands on the weekend. Port Adelaide found their run and their competitiveness again, but they found a way to get across the line. John, welcome again. Congratulations. It's been a terrific season to date, post the first couple of weeks, but now everyone gets on tenterhooks. Welcome again.
Yeah, thanks, Jared. Thanks, guys. We just need to keep playing some good footy. We ran into, as you said, a pretty good Port Adelaide team on the weekend. They played a really strong brand of footy and it took everything we had to get out of the line. We're really pleased with the win.
Hey, John, quick one from me before the boys open up. Who should win the NAB Rising Star this year? Because you got a bloke, a young guy in your team who has played every game this year. No one really talks about him. He has been nominated and every time I see Harry Cunningham play, he seems to do his job.
Yeah, Quaney's he's been a really good player for us. I mean, he's kicked a few goals, particularly twice he's been to Adelaide Oval. I think he kicked four goals there earlier in the year against Adelaide and three on the weekend. We think he's been terrific for us. He'd be deserving. There's probably a lot of players, particularly those higher draft picks that have played really well. So it's a hot field this year. I'm not sure who's going to win it.
Can you tell me from a tactical perspective, he got out on his own at least once I saw when the ball was kicked wide to him and he kicked a pretty important goal. It appeared to me that he may have been playing wide of Polak or Polak was playing wide of him and trying to be the extra man behind the bulk of players, and yet Harry just read it a little bit better.
Yeah, well, he was playing that high half forward role for us, and he plays wings for us as well, and he can play inside the centre bounces. On the weekend, he probably played more half forward, and he's an elite runner, both speed and endurance. He's got incredible times speed-wise and over the 3K, so when he's able to go have those assets and play like he did on the weekend, he's a real threat. And he's terrific defensively. He doesn't run forward too early, but when he gets his opportunity to go, he can go as quick as anyone. That's what he's able to do.
What keeps you awake at night, John, as a coach who has got a major chance of taking out another flag?
Just consistent performance, Jared. It's pretty simple. It's just making sure that we're at our best every week, regardless of who we play, and we need to make sure we get our preparation right and our mindset and our effort right on the weekend, and that's what we do try and do every week, and nothing changes no matter who we play, and that's what my job is, I guess, is to make sure we're at our best every week.
15 wins over the last 16 weeks, pretty consistent, I would have thought, Johnny, so well done on that. Just tell me, 9 Swans have played all 19 games so far this year. Is that about normal or a few less than you'd normally have getting towards the end of the year that have played every game?
It's probably a few more than what we had last year, Brian. We had a few injuries last year, and so it's been good to get some consistency into some of those players. But we've also had four debutants this year. We've had a lot of those younger players like Jackie Lloyd and Harry Cunningham playing a lot of senior footy, and it's probably a bit better than last year, and over the journey, I guess it's about average for us, which is a good sign.
Hey, John, I really admire Alistair Clarkson because he's always ahead of the trend as a coach, and it's sort of why we all admire him for being arguably the best coach in the game. But I look at your side, and you're so much different to the team that won a premiership just 2 years ago, and you sort of look to be doing the same. Would you say you're playing much different football this time around to the side that won your flag just 2 years ago?
Yeah, we've certainly got a lot different personnel, Lordy. I think even a couple of weeks ago there was 8 or 9 players that we had in the team that didn't play in 2012. So, for the sake of just a couple of years, it's been a pretty high turnover, and you've got to keep evolving, you've got to keep moving with the game, and we've tried to do that, and we've certainly changed our team pretty dramatically over those couple of years, and we need to keep changing, we need to keep moving forward, and whether that's through personnel changes or tactically, we need to be on the ball with both areas, and that's what we try and do.
Would you say your bottom-end talent is as good as it's been for a long time? You look at the best players on the weekend, you wouldn't say McGlynn's bottom-end talent anymore. He's become a star. You know, obviously, Luke Parker, Cunningham, you know, those guys, Rampy, you know, Lloyd, would you say that it's as strong as you've had at the club for a long time, that depth?
Yeah, well, I think the injuries probably have helped that. Yeah. Well, not so many injuries, that certainly helped that. But what we're after is a minimum standard performance from every player that we have on our team, and hopefully that minimum standard performance from every player is still at a pretty high level. And Josh Kennedy's probably the top end example of that, where he doesn't dip too far, blow a really good game, and right across the board we want to have minimum standards that each player sets, and if that's like it was in the weekend, a high weight of numbers, we get a good performance.
Are we going to see the young boy Nankervis at any stage this year, John? Is he still up and about? But given that Derricks has got an injury, clearly they've got some options for the ruck within the team, but is there anybody coming through like a Nankervis that may get a look-see before the round 23?
Yeah, he's a chance, Jared. I mean, he's missed a couple of games, had a couple of little niggles with his fingers, a couple of little injuries he's had, but he's a chance. I mean, he's a massive competitor, and he's been pretty solid in our reserves all year. We've also got Sammy Naismith that we've elevated off our rookie list onto our senior list because of Tommy Derricks is out for the rest of the year. Yeah. So, and also Kurt Tippett, maybe towards the back end of the year, might be able to do a bit more ruck work as well. So we still think we've got a bit of depth there, which has been good.
And if you're speaking to Ryan O'Keefe, who's been a great of the club and a great of the last 10 years as an AFL player, and yet surprisingly he's announced his intention to play on somewhere else.
Well, that was reported by his manager, Jared, and I had a chat with him actually after those comments, and he said he hadn't made his mind up just yet. So I continually talk to Ryan about it. And,
is he still in the mix?
Well, I think it's going to be hard for him. I mean, it's been hard for him to this point, and we've been playing some reasonable football, so it's going to be hard for him between now and the end of the year. Not saying it's impossible, but it's going to be difficult for him, and he understands that, and he said to me he hasn't made a decision yet, so that's probably where it is.
It goes to the character of the bloke that he's still there, though, he's hanging in just for the last chance.
He's a massive competitor, Jared. I mean, he's just a huge competitor. He wants to play his best every week, and whether that's reserves or seniors, he gives his all in his preparation, and you've just got to admire the way he goes about it.
Hey, Johnny, if he had made the decision that he was done and that his time was up in the game, are you the type of coach that affords someone a farewell game, or you think, no, we've just got to play our best side week in and week out and plan for the finals?
I think we're dictated too by the quality of opposition, and as far as I see it, it's pretty tough competition at the moment, and we've got to play our best side every week, and that's just what the AFL competition demands. We've got to make sure we're at our best every week, and that's just the way the competition demands it.
That's a no, Lordy. John, good luck this week. Buddy's 200th should be, it should be a win for you guys at the SCG. It won't preempt anything. You're playing the bottom team on the ladder, but you guys are flying at the moment. Looks like you beat anyone right now. Thanks for your time.
Oh, thanks, guys. Good on you guys.
John Longmire, coach of the Sydney Swans.
3AW is football.